Just want to let you know about some of the other events that are happening this weekend. Tomorrow evening is the dedication ceremony at 7 p.m. We're going to be joined by some of the executive presbyters of our denomination, our district superintendent, our presbyter is going to be here, many of our pastor friends from Greenwich and from across Connecticut and Westchester County are going to be here as well. Our first selectman, the mayor of Portchester. The mayor of Portchester, New York, asked to be invited to our dedication celebration. Isn't that awesome? And our founding pastor, Pastor Ray and Patty Tate, and many of our other staff, the Willises, are going to be here tomorrow evening, and many of our friends. So we hope you'll join us 7 o'clock. Now, beloved, you heard my sermon on Sunday, so we're going to start at 7 o'clock. Sharp, not 7 o'clock dull. We're going to start at 7 o'clock sharp. And then after the service, we'll have a reception in the Phase 1 sanctuary. We have some refreshments prepared, and we'll have a wonderful evening of fellowship, and we hope you'll join us. 7 o'clock Saturday evening, our friends Pastor Raymond and Lee Ming Mui are going to be here from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and we're going to have a great worship service and a healing service on Saturday evening. So if you need, Pastor Raymond is coming to us straight from Thailand, where they had tens of thousands of people each night in an open air crusade and saw mighty, mighty, mighty miracles. And so if you need a healing, or if you know somebody who needs a healing, bring them on Saturday evening believing. Sunday morning worship at 9 and 11, and then Sunday evening, we have our first water baptism here in our new sanctuary. Amen. You want to hear a great testimony? We've never fired up the baptistry, so it occurred to us that we better fill it up and make sure it holds water and make sure. So we opened it this week. The baptistry, by the way, some people are wondering, do you know where the baptistry is? Yeah, okay, yeah, it's buried in the platform behind me, okay? Not everybody, as people are saying, Pastor, you keep saying there's a baptistry. Where on earth is it? But we opened the tank, and we were getting it ready this week. And one of the men who has been working for months and months in the building came to Tim Holmes, our construction manager, and he said, how can I get baptized? And so we're going to baptize Manny on Sunday evening with about 40 other folks that are coming for water baptism. It's going to be a great time together. A lot of times younger pastors, come to me and they say, Pastor Glenn, what has been the key to the growth of Harvest Time? What has been the key to the success of projects like this? And I always tell them three things. Number one, a lot of fasting and prayer. And beloved, I want you to know that the people in this room have prayed this building into existence. Fasting and prayer, hilarious giving to missions. We started giving to missions when this church was 6 months old, and we have given and given millions of dollars, built churches all around the world before we ever even had our own property or our own building. So fasting and prayer, hilarious giving to missions. The third part of the equation is prophetic declarations that have been made over us by anointed men and women of the Spirit. I really don't know how, because they didn't teach me in this Bible school. I don't know how I got this right. But somehow we started bringing in men and women of the Spirit who began to speak the word of the Lord over us and tell us where God was going to take us as a congregation, and we simply believed what the Lord said. You know, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe in the Lord, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper. Two of the most significant voices that the Lord has used over the years are here with us in the room tonight. The first one is my mentor at the Assemblies of God Seminary, my former boss, Dr. Gary Kellner, is here with us this evening, and his wife, Pam. And the Lord's used Gary so many times over the last 22 years. At critical moments, the Lord has used Gary to speak a word from the Lord that I remember when we got approval for the Air Dome and the town gave us a 5-year, it could only be up for 5 years. And I called Gary discouraged and I said, Gary, you know, they approved the dome, but they're only giving us 5 years. And he took a breath and he said, Glenn, he said, the Lord just told you through the town what he intends to do in the next 5 years. And here we are. Another one of those very, very significant voices that the Lord has used to just speak his word over us is our dear friend, Pastor Judy Shaw. Pastor Judy Shaw is the pastor of Center of Life Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She is an author. I just asked her, I said, Pastor Judy, did you bring your book? And she said, no. And I said, I wish that her book was here. But she's going to tell us how we can get that on Amazon and get that. Judy is a highly sought after speaker all around the world. We have had the privilege of traveling together to Ukraine. We've been in Kenya together, and we've had some tremendous fun. And I want to tell you, I want you to open your heart, open your spirit, because you're about to receive the living word of the Lord. Would you please stand on your feet and give your best welcome for our friend, Pastor Judy Shaw.
Hallelujah. Now, come on, let's keep clapping and give the honor and the glory to God who deserves everything that we could give him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, just a little bit better. We give you glory. We give you honor. Shouts of joy in the house tonight. The Lord our God is one God, and he's greatly to be praised. Come on over this side. Hallelujah. I love to praise him. I love to magnify him. I love to honor him. For the Lord has done great and mighty things, whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout back at me. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. Amen. God bless you. You may take your seats in this very fine place. My honor belongs to the Lord, and we give it to him, but those under shepherds and the angels of this house, your pastors, Pastor Glenn and Pastor Denise, they are precious in the sight of the Lord, and they are precious in our sight. Amen. So happy to be a part of this great celebration, along with the elders, the fine staff here, and you blood-bought trophies of grace. That's who you are. Amen. Lovers of God's soul and the apple of his eye. Following him with all of your heart, loving him with all of your might, trusting him in every area of your life, and having a complete resolve to say, for God I live and for God I die. Amen. Pastor mentioned, and Dr. Kellner, and I'm so happy to see his lovely wife, who I don't get a chance to see much, but amen. Precious, precious, precious people of the Lord. And mom, hallelujah. Yes. You know, you must know I'm honored to be a part of this great celebration. Of course, it would not be great unless I was here too. Did I say that? Yes, I said it. It would be incomplete without me. What? I love, everybody knows I love Harvest Time Church. And praying for you, you're on our prayer list, you're on our prayer roll and intercession. Your name is called out. Because we realize, and I realize the great beacon light that you are in this geographical area, and you think you've been doing something, but you've not seen anything yet. I know that I'm just in awe, just as you are, and periodically I've been stopping by and seeing it in stages, and I just, my mouth dropped, and I leave here with greater vision myself, knowing that God's going to do and God will do exactly what he says he'll do. So tonight, I'm honored to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be here. I come to release a blessing. I've come to be blessed, and I've come to be a part of the rejoicing on earth and in heaven. Heaven and earth, they're kissing this weekend. They're kissing. They're just like, mwah. and just great things are of rejoicing is happening now. I'm glad it's family night, and I'm glad I get a chance to do my due on this night, talk to you, and just to speak into the rich soil that's already here, and to say amen to the promises of God, and to hear what God wants to breathe again on and say to you. And you must know, you've got to know, after all that you've been through, after all that you've been doing of your fasting and your praying and your sowing and your holding on and your getting up and moving forward, you've got to know that there's a reward for you. And I'm talking about not just for harvest time corporately, but I always say when God speaks about spiritual fulfillment, he talks about it in four different areas. And first of all, individually, it has to happen to us because the promises of God belongs to us individually, meaning you can't stop my blessing. All right. Then it talks about it corporately, that there's a release corporately or for the entire body. And that's why we're here tonight. And then it talks about spiritual fulfillment geographically and then generationally. And I want to say tonight, I really want to talk to you real personally, individually. And I want you to grab a hold to this Rhema word, to this now word, to this prophetic word, to this word of grace, to this word of joy, this word of life that God wants to speak over your lives individually and for your family and for your businesses. But I just want to talk to you tonight. Say she's talking to me. Come on, say it again. Yeah, and tonight, since I have the microphone, I'm going to ask you to do something. And whenever I ask you to do something like this, it's definitely for a reason. And that is you that are sitting in the back, I need you to come up a little closer. And whenever I say do it, trust me, it is for a reason. So you that are sitting towards the back, it's for a reason. Everybody say it's for a reason. Amen. It's for a reason. God bless you for your obedience. God bless you for coming. Yes, just your yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Come as close as you can get. Come as close. There you are. There you are. They're coming. Look at that, Pastor Glenn. Yeah, they're coming. God bless you, God bless you. God bless you for movement, God bless you. God bless you, amen, amen. How many hungry people are here tonight? I like to preach to hungry people, amen. Really wanting to know what God has to say to you tonight. Yeah, they're still coming. God bless you, still come a little further. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the fire is falling tonight. Amen, amen. So there is a word and there's a move of God tonight that we all are a part of, because individually, as you open your ears and open your eyes to hear, Pastor said, if you believe the prophet, you shall prosper. And tonight, your mind is going to prosper. Your soul is going to prosper. Your finances is going to prosper. Everything about you, spiritually and naturally. You're going to prosper spiritually and naturally. You're going to prosper spiritually and naturally. And this is the way that God always works. He works spiritually and naturally. He doesn't allow us to be spiritual giants and then the rest of our lives are, you know, on the down low. But God is interested in blessing us all the way around and through in and throughout. So the word that I'm going to release to you tonight, it is a prophetic word. It's a word that you're going to take home. It's a verse of scripture that you already know. But I'm telling you, I want you to hear this scripture like you're hearing it for the first time. All right? So that means I want you to really listen to what the scripture is saying by the Spirit of God. As we know, the word is both letter and spirit. It's a profound scripture. It's one that will change your life from this moment on if you take it for what is given tonight. I believe that because you are here tonight, that you are positioned, you have postured yourself to receive something new. We're in a new building, and with a new building and a new move of God and a season that we're already in, there's got to be some releases, but I think some of us haven't got that yet. I think we're still in work mode. I think maybe we're still in, you know, rush, and we're just not connected that, wow, I'm in a new season. This building is evident that you're in a new season. This building is evident that you already crossed over. Hallelujah. And so there is tonight and this week, there is a dire need for you to raise your level of consciousness and for you to come on and get in alignment with what God is already doing. Somebody say already doing. And I'm telling you, as you begin to be awakened by the word that gives life, the word that will change your life and rearrange things, God is going to speak to your mind. He's going to cause your eyes to be open. He's going to cause you to see like you've never seen before. And then you'll be able to grab a hold of the promise and run with it. Hallelujah. I say you're going to grab a hold to the promises and run with it. Amen. Anybody ready to run with the promises of God? There's got to be a change. We're in a new building. We're in a new place. There's the new things that God has for us. And I want to just read you one scripture tonight that comes out of Psalms. And you love this scripture. I love this scripture. We've heard it over and over again. And it's a scripture that gives us a promise, especially at the conclusion of it. One verse of scripture, Psalms 30. A scripture to remember for life, and verse 5. Psalms 30, verse 5, out of the New King James Version, it says this: for his anger, for life. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but what? But joy comes in the morning. What I want to say out of this scripture. Right now, we've been hearing about the hurricanes and the storms and the floods. And, you know, our weather forecasters are good to give names to winds and storms and hurricanes. And if I was to say anything today, about this scripture and about what's coming, because this prophetic promise about joy is going to come after something. It's a promise. It's a declaration. It's something that will happen. And we're going to find some other things in the scripture that God says will happen and will not happen. But as I look at the conclusion of it, it says that weeping may endure for night, but something is, but that means that's an interruption. That's a divine intervention that something is about to change. Something is about to change. I remember reading in Psalms 126, it says when Israel's captivity was turned, they were like men that dream. I just can't believe what's happening. I can't believe that the tide has turned. I can't believe that we're not in captivity any longer. I can't believe the promises of God are here now. I can't believe that Pastor Glenn was telling me that every time I walk in the door, I just want to pinch myself when I come into the new building saying, God, it's done. It's here. You need to pinch yourself tonight because you are in a new season. And you are going to have to begin to say, God, I am not where I used to be. God, I am not thinking like I used to think. You have raised me up. You have repositioned me. And now I am ready for the joys of the Lord. Yeah. And so we can't move away from the scripture, the first part where it says, but his anger is but for a moment. Now, I said that the winds and the hurricanes have names. And if I could name the wind that's blowing over harvest time now, it would be the wind of joy. It would be hurricane joy. Hallelujah. It would be flood joy. It would be tornado joy. I mean, like a rushing mighty wind. Now, I just need y'all to believe the word of the Lord, because after tonight, your household is going to change. After tonight, your finance is going to change. After tonight, the way you think is going to change. I even hear the Lord say, some of you have been having sleepless nights and you've not been able to sleep, but tonight you're going to sleep like a baby. And not only tonight, but even for the rest of the duration. Hallelujah. Now, just a little bit more excitement will help me move on a little bit. Because really, listen, your praise is an indication of your faith. Amen. Not just to make me see that you're happy, but to let him know that I believe you and I'm excited. I'm excited that my season is not going to change. Joy is not going to come. Joy is here right now. Hallelujah. Come on, look at somebody and say, good morning. Good morning. Joy is here. Good morning. Good morning. Joy is here. Your season has changed. Is it possible for your season to change and you've not caught up with it and you've not really identified it or recognized it because you're still wondering, how am I going to get over? And you're still wondering, how is he going to do it? And you're still contemplating and you're still praying about the same prayers. And you still have the same anxiety and doubt and maybe a little fears, that means that you have not realized that the Lord has already brought you into a new season. I have just come tonight to tell you and to remind you and to cause you to open up your eyes to see, wait a minute, this building is the evidence that my season has changed. My season has changed. What does that mean to you personally? Because this word is a personal word tonight. This word is for you and your families individually. You are the one that have been praying and sowing. You are the one that have been holding on. You are the ones that have been weeping at night. You're the ones that God has said that I changed my mood. I'm changing what I'm getting ready to do. And there was a time when maybe we didn't do everything right. And you know, sometimes God will get angry at us. Do you read your Bible? Do you know that? There was a time when God got angry at the children of Israel for murmuring and complaining. God don't like murmuring and complaining. God doesn't like that, because when you murmur and complain, you say, God, I don't trust you. I don't believe you can do it. And so God got angry at the children of Israel, and you know what happened to them. And then God got angry at Sodom and Gomorrah because of their immorality. God got angry at Noah in the days of Noah, and there was a big flood that came. So we can't forget that sometimes God actually gets angry. But here's the good news. He's only angry for a moment. Oh, come on, somebody. I've not done everything right. You've not done everything right. And maybe he had to chasten us, but he says, my anger doesn't last always. My anger is but for a moment. And then when I get over it, and when I've talked to you, and as Hosea, the sixth chapter says, after you've been torn and smitten, I will come. I'm the one that's going to heal you. I'm the one that's going to restore you. I'm the one that's going to bring you back together. And that I'm the one that's going to cause the latter rain and the former rain to be upon you, because this is your time of rejoicing. Your season has changed. Some of you may think that the Lord is angry at you now because of maybe something that you did or didn't do. Some of you may think that the Lord may hold grudges like people do, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. His arms are stretched wide open to say, come. Come, let me heal you. Come. I know I have had to deal with you. Anybody been dealt, you don't have to raise your hand, but anybody been dealt with the Lord before? And because the Bible said, whom he loves, he chastens. Yeah, you've been dealt with the Lord before, but he doesn't keep dealing with you and dealing with you and dealing you. He'll let you see, he'll let you know, he'll cause this thing to come, something to happen, and you'll say, I got it, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And then guess what? He's like, I'm done. I'm finished. Let's move on. You're forgiven. I'm talking to somebody right now. You're forgiven. And as you are forgiven, you got to forgive. Oh, you got to forgive, because the season has changed. We don't have to be upset anymore. We don't have to be angry anymore. We're in a new place. God is getting ready to do some great things in our life. And it's one thing about when you have the spirit of joy, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter who talks about you because you got joy. It doesn't matter who says something about you because you understand what you have. And the joy that the Lord gives us, it cannot be taken away. Isaiah says it's the oil of joy, Isaiah 61. He talks about the oil of joy. Everybody say the oil of joy. The oil is a lubricant, isn't it? Oil makes things work easier. You know, things are going to work easier in this building. In this change, this is just a sign of what's getting ready to happen for you. This is just evidence of what God said is to follow. If we go on to know the Lord and if we go on to obey him, this is just a drop in a bucket. You think this is big? God says, wait till I start moving for you. Because it has to happen individually. It has to happen corporately. And then watch what happens in your family's life with your children. Believe the word of the Lord, people. Your change has come. Your time, the warfare is over. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is here now. Hallelujah. The word weeping even denotes that it's like a dripping. You're weeping. You're not really out crying, but weeping is slow, and it's always constant. And then the word endures, it signifies that it's something that's supposed to stay. It's supposed to be there all the time. It's supposed to not let up. You're supposed to keep going through and keep going through. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You're supposed to keep going through and keep going through and keep going through. But there's a declaration that God says that your weeping can only last for a night. It cannot. There's boundaries on your weeping. There's restrictions on your weeping. You just can't keep weeping and crying. You can't keep going through and keep going through and keep going through. God says enough is enough, and this is the season that you're moving out of to move into. Come on, somebody say, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. Hallelujah. This is not only a corporate word, but this is an individual word for you. You've got to take this word and say, she's talking to me. Come on, talk. Don't hit nobody else. Talk to yourself. Say, she's talking to me. I'm talking to the youth. I'm talking to the youth. Yes. The thing that you struggle with, the things that have hindered you, it's a new season. So that means that as you believe, as you embrace, and as you take on this word on the first night of this celebration, God says, I want you to have joy for yourself now. We got joy for this house. We have joy for this community. But the night, tonight, everybody said tonight. Tonight says this bud is for you. That this one is for you. This prophecy is for you. Take it. Grab it for you and your children. Know that God is saying, I've seen your labor. I'm getting ready to send help from the sanctuary. I've seen your petitions. I've seen your goings. I've seen your sowing. And I have come to save my anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My anger is for a moment. He said, I'm done with it. I'm done with what I was dealing with you about. Are you hearing what the Lord is saying to you? I'm done. It's over. He said, now, favor for life. Favor for life. Not for a situation. Not for a day. Not for a month. Not for the year of favor. The scripture says, favor for life. I'm telling you, when you get discouraged, do you remember, I know you've heard this word from our great friend, Apostle Janelle, when he says that the favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. Amen? The favor of the Lord is with me, is upon me, and it surrounds me like a shield. And as you begin to get into these times and you think that God is not with you, you've got to pull up this scripture. You've got to remember on this night, on the first night of celebration, God gave you a word that changed your life, that changed your attitude, that you see how God deals with man. This shows the characteristic of God, that number one, God doesn't hold grudges. Number two, God sees where you are. He knows where you are and that he comes to your rescue. Max Lucado said, no wonder they call him Savior, because he's always saving us. Come on, somebody. He's always saving us out of something. He's always picking us up out of something. He's always delivering us out of something. He's always making sure that we know that it's him. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. No doubt in my mind. God wants to remind you, Harvest Time, as we move from one place, that your season has changed. God wants to remind you that it's not coming. I know the scripture says joy cometh in the morning, but you're a step ahead. You're already in your morning. Come on, one more time, tell somebody, say, good morning, because joy is here. Hallelujah. So whatever you were weeping about, whatever you were sighing about, whatever you were wondering about, if you take the word of the Lord tonight, the Lord can stop what was blocking the flow of your joy. The Lord can stop what was blocking the flow of your blessing. The Lord can stop what was blocking the blessing that God has stored upon you and for you. Hallelujah. Anybody getting this tonight? You getting it? You getting it? You getting this? Hallelujah. The word of the Lord just changes your life. I mean, your life has changed after this word. Hallelujah. This rejoicing is for you. God has already done it here, but this rejoicing, he wants you to get it, and this is the evidence that he's going to do it for you. Whew, I like this one right here. Woo! Hallelujah. Can I get one over here? Woo! Come on over here. Come on. That's what God wants you to know. He said, I'm getting ready to woo you. I'm getting ready to wow you. I'm getting ready to cause you to say, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I can't believe it. You're going to pinch yourself. I'm telling you, as you believe this word tonight, and as you take it, as you leave this house, saying, God, because of all of my sowing, because of all of my prayers, you're about to reward me. You're getting ready to reward me, and I believe it, and I expect it, and I'm leaving out of here with a different paradigm. Whatever the enemy tried to do, I'm not listening to his lies no more. I'm not listening to what he wants to say. I've got my joy, and Nehemiah said, the joy in the Lord is my strength. I feel stronger already. I feel greater already. Because it's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't happy all by myself, am I? I'm telling you, people, I couldn't wait to get here to deliver this message to you. Because of your lives, because of your giving, because of what you're going to continue to do. Because of, this is the evidence. So the Lord says that your weeping is over. Hallelujah. Let me make it a little plainer. Your drama is over. Your mama drama is over. Your daddy drama is over. Your husband drama is over. Your wife drama is over. Your baby drama is over. Come on, you ready for this one? Your church drama is over. Come on, everybody. It's a new day. We're not bringing old stuff into our new day. We're not bringing old attitudes into our new day. The Lord says, because what I'm getting ready to do for you, you're not going to care. You're going to say, watch the hand. I got joy. I know what God has told me on Thursday night, and I'm running with it because it was a word just designed for me. Oh, can somebody else get just a little happier in this house? Hallelujah. What do you need the Lord to do for you? Because this is the promise. This is individual. This is for you. This is family night. This is for you. He said, I'll reward those that have diligently. Yeah. Yeah. It's your reward time, people. Come on now. It's just celebration. Amen. Amen. You're getting ready to get double. It's multiplication. Weeping may endure for a night. But your captivity has turned. Because you took care of God's business, he's going to take care of your business. Come on. Because you planted in God's house, he's getting ready to do something in your house. Because you prayed for things to happen, for breakthrough, look for your breakthrough. The rumbling of the trees, the trees are just moving for you. There's a rumbling in the earth for you. It's not only for you, but it's for your children. Hallelujah. It's for your business. It's a declaration that God says, every last one of you that have walked in here heavy, I lift your burden today because I'm getting ready to move. Now, it comes by the declared word. The Bible said, except that by the word of Elijah, it wouldn't have rained. Except I give this word to you tonight for this season. Hallelujah. You would have this deliverance. I said you would have this deliverance. But because God, he saw and he sees and he knows that he sent you here tonight. And he opened up this first night for me to release this prophetic word over into this ground corporately and into your lives individually. Amen. And to your next generation. The favor of the Lord is for life. Life. That'll work anytime. That'll work through any situation. Say, I got favor for life. Come on, somebody shout it out. I've got favor for life. Hallelujah. I've got think about that situation that you're going through right now. Think about that thing that's just got you on pins and needles right now. Think about what you have on the horns of the altar right now. There's a hurricane coming, and the hurricane's name is joy. There's a strong, rushing, mighty wind coming that's going to blow over your house, and God's going to cause some supernatural movement in this house. We're not... Pastor, the Lord's not finished even with giving him the finances. He's not through. He's not bankrupt. This is not the end. Come on, somebody. You got a fresh word today to say, he's still going to do it. He's getting ready to do it and make a way out of no way. If he did this, some of y'all need to just ride by this house and point at it and say, my turn. My turn, my turn, and know that God's expectation has got to be your expectation. Hallelujah. My turn, that's what you expect. You don't expect what was in the old. Don't expect old attitudes. Don't expect old things. Expect the new, because it's your turn for a turnaround. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, but, that means everything turns. Nothing is going to last always. Sooner or later, he'll work it in your favor. And he's turning it around for you right now. If you know that he's turning it around for you, I'm just saying you don't have to do it. But if you really believe it, somebody just needs to just stand up and just do this. Hallelujah. 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 Favor is for life. Favor is for life. He's turning it around. Come on, just turn it around. That's it. Come on, young people. I prophesy right now, turn around. And joy is going to fill this house. The winds of joy, the hurricane of joy, the oil of joy that makes things easier. The oil of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The oil that gives strength. The joy that gives strength. Be strengthened today. Come on, be strengthened today in your innermost being. Be strengthened today in your mind because joy has come. Come on, somebody shout, good morning. Joy is here. Hallelujah. Israel Houghton wrote a song that said, I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pains. I'm trading it in for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm letting go of my pain. I'm letting go of my trouble. I'm letting go of my trials. I'm trading it in for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. Come on, people, let's rejoice in the house tonight. Let's rejoice in the house tonight because joy is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when your seasons change, you can see the evidence. You're getting ready to see the evidence. When the seasons changed for harvest time, the evidence showed up. Hallelujah. That's about all I can say tonight, people. That's what else can I say? Ray Charles can see this. Stevie Wonder can see this. You don't have to be from Missouri to say, show me. It's evidence. It's right here in your face. Hallelujah. The magnitude, the magnificence, the excellence of what God is doing. Come on, somebody say, my turn. A restoration in every area of your life. And restoration in every area of your life. The winds of joy will just flow over every ministry, every department. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your season has already changed. You don't have to work for it. You just got to believe it and run with it. And you just got to run in your new season. You got to catch up with it because it's gone. You got to catch up with your season because it's already been released. The Bible says in Daniel 2 and 21, I'm the one that calls the times and the changes of the times and the season. And I'm saying that this is your time and season for change. And when he says it, it's done. He works supernaturally. I want every businessman to stand to your feet. Every businesswoman that has a business right now, I'm going to prophesy right now to your business. I'm going to prophesy a new day for your business because you have sown, because you have given, because you've waited, because you didn't hold back, and because even some of you could have given a little bit more, but because you're in the group, you're going to get this blessing tonight. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands right now. Father, even I decree and I declare over these businesses. Father, I call in new clients. I call in new people. I call in new avenues of finances. Father, I call in new resources. Father, some of them look like it was going under, but Father, today you are adding your butt. But joy comes tonight. I speak joy over every business. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I say that you shall prosper. You shall be the head and not the tail. I begin to prophesy not only life, but even finances that's needed in your business right now. People, human resource, every resource that's needed. Some of you are looking for the right kind of people. I call in the right kind of people for you. In Jesus' name, you're waiting for that person to match your atmosphere and to match the spirit of the house. You're waiting for that person. You're saying, it doesn't matter if they have all the skill. I can teach them the skill, but I can't teach them the other. The Lord says, I'm releasing that even within 30 days, you shall see the evidence of joy. You shall see the evidence of a turnaround. You shall see the evidence. But I said, the Lord says, I will send my angels to begin to move for you. Angels go to work. Angels go to work. Angels go to work. Angels go to work. In Jesus' name. A day of celebration. When you go back to your job, when you go back to your place of employment, you take that joy with you. You take the oil of joy with you. You begin to proclaim and pronounce and declare that joy is here. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout, joy is here. Increase. Increase. I see government contracts coming in for somebody. Increase. Hallelujah. Increase in Jesus' name. Receive it because of this day. And the Lord says, take a look and see what I've done here. I shall do it again for you because this is your time. This is your day. You've given me my day. Now this is your time, and this is your day. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's somebody in this aisle, in this section right here. God's getting ready to expose something that has not been right in your business, something that's been tearing away at the fabric and the fibers of the business, even into the finance of it. The Lord says, I'm getting ready to expose, and you shall see. And then I'm calling for retribution from the Lord. And I'm saying restitution from the Lord to restore seven times in Jesus' name. You can't put your finger on what's wrong, but the Lord says, I'm getting ready to put my finger on what's wrong, and I'm getting ready to reveal it to you all because of tonight. Come on, somebody, shout, 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 shout. It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate. Shout. Hallelujah. Favor for life. Don't forget this word. Remember this scripture, Psalms 30 and 5. My weeping, there's a restriction on my weeping. There's a restriction on how long stuff is going to happen in my life. And tonight is a night like it was in the fifth chapter of the book of John, when there was a stirring of the waters and an angel came down to stir the waters. And the Lord said, do you want this? Mm-hmm. Do you want this? Do you want this joy right here? Do you want to be healed of your pain? Do you want to be healed of your frustration? Do you want to be healed of your disappointments? Do you want to be healed of old stuff that's always coming up, always coming up? But tonight the Lord said, it is over. I just need you to shout and I'm going to be finished. Come on, let's put some joy in the house. The spirit of joy. Hallelujah. So that's where you're going. That's where you're going. I got another time to preach while I'm here. I think I'm going to stop right here. I think you got enough joy stirred up in you, huh? I'll be careful driving home, you know, because some of you are going to have a happy feet, you know, and you're going to feel that joy, you know, when you get into your car, because this word is going to ring in your heart. This roar is going to go home with you. Come on. Hallelujah. It is life to your bones. Joy is here. Amen. Prophesy to that person next to you and say, your morning is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you got to say about it? What you have to say about it? Young people, there's a reward for you. Young people, get ready for a turnaround. Young people, get ready for a release in the natural and in the spirit realm. Young people, get ready for a fire. Get ready for a fervency. Come on, I want all the young people to stand up. All the young people, 18 and under. Hallelujah. Come on, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Joy is here. Stand up. Lift up your hands. Raise your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Joy. You're going to have testimonies. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Hallelujah. You're going to have testimony. And the testimony of what the Lord has done is going to bring joy to you. And it's going to get contagious. And you're going to tell somebody else. You're going to say, look what the Lord has done. You're going to say, you know, that pastor told me. I really didn't believe it. But look at what happened. Look at here. Look at here. Look at here. I'm prophesying the release naturally and spiritually for you. That will bring you joy to your heart. Sometimes you think young people don't have pain. Sometimes you think young people don't have discouragement. They do. Sometimes you don't know what they're going through. But I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to every last one of you. God's going to turn things around for your life. Come on, lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord right now. Yeah. You've been waiting. You've been waiting. And it's here. And you get a chance to walk in it. You get a chance to experience the goodness of God. Yeah. Experience the goodness of God. And this is not coming from, this is coming from the Lord. And it's not, this is not, I'm happy, because happiness can come and go. That's situational. That's on the outside. But you're going to have an inner joy. You're going to have inner strength. It's going to come from the inside. And you're going to see what God does for your life. Lift up your hands. I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the winds, the hurricane, the tornado of joy that shall overflow and flood their lives. I thank you, God, for spiritual promotion and elevation. I thank you for a new mind. I thank you for unspeakable joy and full of glory. I thank you for the release of things, some tangible things that they've been wanting. Some of you, they've been wanting a car. Lord, bring it. Let it happen, Lord. Some of them needed some gadgets, some devices. Let it happen. Let them know that goodness and mercy shall follow them, that you're concerned and you care about them. And it's going to give them joy. And they're going to experience you firsthand. And let it be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you sit down, shout, I've been blessed tonight. Come on, everybody. I'm done. I've been blessed tonight. I'm going home with joy. This is my new location. My spiritual address has changed. I live on Joy Street. I live on Joy Avenue. I live on Joy Boulevard. I live on Joy Parkway. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. My car is named Joy. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's what you expect. And I say to you that the days to come, that this house, that this beautiful edifice, as you know, is just not to say, wow, look at what God has done. But this house is a platform for greater joy, for greater glory. I heard Dan allude to it just a little bit. He said, it's bigger because we're going to bring in more souls. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord infuses you. Some of your lights have gone out, but your smile is coming back tonight. Your dance is coming back tonight. Come on, some of y'all lost y'all dance. Y'all don't dance anymore. Y'all look at the people up front as they do their little dance. And you sit back and you lost your dance. Joy is bringing your dance back. Come on, somebody. You used to pick them up and put them down. Hallelujah. Joy. It's going to bring your smile, your dance, your shout. Some of you lost your shout. You got quiet. You lost your voice of triumph. But joy has been released in the house tonight. Now you catch up with it. Amen. You come in alignment. You come in alignment with joy because it's going to work for you. Say it's going to work for me. Hallelujah. Now before I sit down, let me hear this house. Let me hear joy in this house. Let me hear something. Let me. Come on, somebody. Come on. Joy is here. I'm giving up. I'm trading in. I don't want them old days anymore. I want my new days of rejoicing. I dare somebody to start doing the new dance. You don't need no music. You don't need no music. Come on. You that lost your dance, just start doing something new. Begin to rejoice. Come on, don't stop. Rejoice in the Lord. Let's set the house in order. Come on. Let's Christian the house tonight. Let's deposit joy in this house tonight. The first night. Let's put it in the fiber of the walls. Let's put that joy in here. Let's set it. Let's establish it. Come on. Let's establish it. Hallelujah. 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 Joy is here. Glory to God. Greater joy. A greater measure of joy, a greater measure of grace, a greater measure of power, a greater measure of anointing. This platform, this place is a showcase for the Holy Ghost, for the power of God. People were running here to see the power of God in an unusual way. We have made his praise glorious. We have made his house glorious, and we're getting ready to see the God of all glory. Who used to run around? Oh, you got a bigger place to run around. Who used to run around the church? And maybe it wasn't this church, but I see somebody running. I got a runner back there. I got a runner. I got a runner back there. I got a runner. Do I have another runner? Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, let's establish joy in the house. Let's establish rejoicing. Come on, let me see somebody rejoicing and running for Jesus, dancing for Jesus. This is who we are, and this is what we do. We make no mistake about who we are. This is our culture. We're not losing what we have. We're turning up the volume. Ha, ha, come on. Hallelujah. Pastor Glenn, you better get this microphone for me because I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to shout. I'm ready to do something.
Come on, let's give the Lord a good praise in this place tonight. I want everybody to look at me this evening. Our friend Pastor Melanie, who pastors our Spanish congregation, she's going to be here tomorrow evening for the dedication. Melanie was a Catholic nun, and she found her way quite by accident into a Pentecostal church. And she said, I was told that it was all emotionalism, but she literally got arrested by the Holy Spirit and got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she discovered that it wasn't just emotionalism, that it was spirit and it was life. So listen, one of the secrets, what are the secrets to the growth of our church and to completing something like this? It's because when we got a word from the Lord, we took it. That there are times that I've delivered a word from the Lord and I can tell that somebody took it. They took it. They embraced it. They internalized it. They believed it in their spirit. They grabbed a hold of it and it ministered spirit and life to them. So listen, I gotta tell you something. If there is nobody else in this church that needed that word tonight, I needed that word tonight. Because there was some troubles from the old building that I dragged with me into the new building. There was some grief from the old building that I dragged with me into the new building. But guess what? This building is evidence that a new season has begun. I don't know about you, but I'm taking it tonight. Pastor Judy, I'm taking the word tonight. I'm grabbing hold of that word with my spirit, and I'm not going to be grieved or burdened anymore. Good morning. Joy is here. How many of you feel like you maybe got a little sing in you? You feel like you got a little sing in you? This is what I want to sing. Pastor Dan, if you'll indulge me, I really want to sing the chorus, "How Great is Our God." And I'm wondering, you know I get lonely easy up here. I'm wondering if you maybe would step out. We can't do this tomorrow night because it's going to be full and the mayor and the first selectman are going to be here. So we got to be Baptist tomorrow night, not Pentecostal. But tonight we'll be Pentecostal. So I want you to come and listen. It's such a good word. My grieving is restricted. It has a time limit. Time has run out on your grieving. Time has run out on your mourning. Time has run out on your lamenting. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Time has run out on your regretting. This building, it's evidence we're in a new season. I want you to lift up your faces to the Lord. I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice. And I want you to have no voice by tomorrow night. I want you to sing your lungs out. We're going to sing How Great Is Our God. And I want you to just make a celebration in your spirit. Pastor Dan, thank you so much for helping us tonight.
How great is our God. Sing with me.
Somebody take the word tonight. Come on, take the word, take it. Grab a hold of it with your spirit. Take the word. Amen? Come on, I want you to just say it. I take the word. I take it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you like to hear from Pastor Judy again this weekend? Good, because she's going to preach to you on Sunday morning. So thank you, Lord. Dr. Gary Kellner, would you come, please, just real quickly? And I love my friend, Dr. Gary. He's been a great blessing to me. And I want him to close our service tonight in prayer. Dr. Gary is going to bring the keynote address tomorrow evening at our dedication service. But take hold of the hand of someone next to you. 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, dedication service. Bring a friend. Come in style. Bring a friend. You know what? This is a great opportunity this weekend. Tell your friends. Tell your family. My church just finished a sanctuary, and it came out pretty nice. And invite them to come be here with you. So, thank you, Father. Dr. Gary, would you lead us?
Thank you, Pastor Glenn. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is for us to stand in this place tonight where faith has become sight. Lord, we are reminded of those who died in faith. Lord, those who weren't permitted to be here tonight, but they lived in faith and they sowed in faith and they gave in faith. Lord, those who grabbed hold of great and precious promises back in the Civic Center. And even though the way was not clear, they walked in it. Lord, we are profoundly grateful for those who have joined you in the great chorus in heaven. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses tonight, of those who have died in faith. But Lord, we are thankful that we are here and we are allowed to celebrate this moment. Lord, we have laid down our sorrows. We have laid down our burdens. We have left behind our disappointments. We have moved on to King Joy Street. And Lord, we declare that this will not only be a house of prayer for all nations, but a house of joy, of freedom, of liberation for all nations. Lord, for every tribe, every people, every tongue. Lord, this shall be a freedom house for this entire geographical area. Lord, it is with great joy that we stand in this house tonight and we declare that Jesus Christ is the yes of God. And in our hearts, we say amen to everything that he says. In the name of Father God. And everybody said, amen. Now lift up a great shout of praise and thanksgiving in the house tonight.
God bless you, everybody. Have a great night. Be blessed in the presence of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Bless you.